The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Mind Aware, 449.
Well, it starts with you feeling good.
So excited to have 15 to 30 minutes of just pure fun right now. This is going to be good.
Yay! I love that.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that. I'll go get that for myself right now.
Be perfect every minute of every day. Never have another drop of sugar. Because I think if you say that to people, everybody's going to freak out.
Hi, Dana. It's great to see you. I mean, not see you, but be with you today.
What I found to be the secret.
Who doesn't want to be great? I love it.
You know, when you are clear, what you choose to show up in your life will, and only to the extent that you're clear.
That's the amazing capacity of the human mind.
Hello, 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 Dana Wild here, and welcome to the show. Have you ever had that feeling like you wish you had one of those remote controls and you can put a fast forward on your business? Like you could just speed it up and get it moving? It feels like you're doing all the right things, you're taking action, you're doing what you need to do, but maybe you're not getting the results that you want. Well, if that's you, then you're in the right place because this is my specialty and I can't wait to jump in and talk with you. And if you are interested in this topic and you'd like to hear more, then make sure to check out danaclass.com. Dana, that's me, danaclass.com, and go check it out. What happened was I had an opportunity recently to work with a private client, and he was talking with me about how he's feeling like he's doing everything right. And he's got some clients, he's a coach, and he's got some clients, but that it seems like if he loses a client, then he just gets another one to replace that client. That he doesn't seem to ever gain that momentum and get exponential growth. And his goal was he really wants to leave a day job, and he wants to be able to replace that income. You know, he's in a high-paying day job. It's really a challenge, maybe is not the right word. That's probably too strong a word. But I think sometimes when people have been following the Mind Aware, Train Your Brain, and me for a while, you want to be like, yeah, I know, mindset, change your story. And then you're like, but what really can I do? Like, tell me what to do to change this. So everybody, myself included, most of us, because we're raised in this culture that's a do culture, a doing culture, rather than a thinking culture or a being culture or an awareness culture or a mindful culture, we want to go to action to fix things. And it's totally normal. And so sometimes the most challenging message that I can deliver to people is you have to wake up. You have to wake up to your story. You have to wake up that if you're feeling like my business isn't growing fast enough, or I want it to grow faster, or what can I do to speed this up, you have to wake up to that kind of background angst, that background frustration that's going on. So how do you know if you're in that place? How do you know if you're in that kind of stuck place? So basically three ways. One, you can start to pay attention to the thoughts you're thinking. It can be sometimes hard to bust yourself on that because we've got so many thoughts going by. But I can tell you this. If this particular headline on this particular show came up in your awareness and you said, oh, I should go see that, or oh, I should go watch that, or oh, that's me, that's your reticular activating system saying, hey, these are the thoughts you're thinking. Anyway, these are the thoughts you're thinking. So pay attention to the way you're thinking. Pay attention to the things that come out of your mouth when you're talking to people. And I sometimes wish I got a free pass. You know, there's nothing more annoying than teaching this and knowing this stuff for like 30 plus years and having to daily bust yourself on something you say And I go like, oh my gosh, why don't I get a free pass? It's not fair. Why do I have to go back and bust myself too? But there is no free pass on this. There is no workaround. There is no shortcut. If you are consistently getting the same results, if you're consistently at the same financial level, if you're consistently not getting traction in your business or it's not moving, it's a mindset issue. That's how it works. No amount of action can make up for messy mindset. Just can't happen. So, one, pay attention to your thoughts. Two, pay attention to your feelings. Start getting more and more in with what I like to call kind of the background noise. It's like the white noise of emotion that's going on. Sometimes I'll take a break and I'll be upstairs like making a meal or clean the kitchen or thinking about something, and I realize that I've got this kind of burn of stress, ball of stress that's like burning in the background, and I can catch it in my face or my shoulders, and I'm like, okay, hold on, what is that about? Like, be more willing to start naming that background white noise that we live within day in and day out. What is that? How can we be more present with it? How can we say like, okay, good, I'm glad it's here. Rather than beat ourselves up about busting ourselves, rather than beat ourselves up about having stress or having negative emotions, let's embrace it and let's be like, okay, wow, I'm so happy that I'm awake. I'm so happy that I notice it. I'm so happy that it's here. What can I do in this moment to just take a deep breath? And just like take a chill and say like, okay, where is this coming from? Because I can promise you almost always, and I don't know, I don't want to say 100% of the time, but I'll bet you it's in the high 99% range. Stress is self-imposed. There's nothing that almost all of us are doing on a day-to-day basis that's so important that we need to tie ourselves up in knots about it. And so check those emotions. Stay in touch with those emotions. Be as mindful as you can with those emotions. Because when you recognize those emotions, when you start to identify that feeling of, wow, okay, I'm feeling some stress here, or I'm feeling some worry about my business, or I'm feeling some worry about money, or I'm feeling this or that kind of resistance, that is the thing. That's the thing that's causing the business to not grow. Because you know as well as I know that when you're in that feeling of flowing, of feeling good, of positivity, of knowing everything's going well, of feeling happy and feeling free and feeling light, all of those good, positive, awesome feelings, you know you're using your best brain, you're making good decisions, things are coming to you, things are happening, life couldn't be better. So that's the change around we're looking for. Then the final way, the third way, thoughts, emotions, the third way is results. If you look at the results you're getting, you can see, okay, here's, I seem to be consistently getting this same result. Month in, month out, I may dip up a little bit, dip down, dip up, dip down, but basically pretty much month after month or year after year, I get the same result. And I'd like to get a different result. I'd like to increase by 20%. I'd like to double my income. I'd like to decrease my workload by 20%. I'd like to decrease my work by half, whatever it is. When you can see that you consistently are getting the same results, that's an indicator that it's a mindset thing. So you figured out, like, this is something that's happening to me. I'm not growing as fast as I'd like. I've got some kind of background noise going on here. So what do I do about it? What do I do to shift it? Well, that's what we're going to talk about after the break. So sit tight, because I'm going to give you step-by-step details on how to make that shift, and I know you're going to love it. So if you're enjoying this, make sure to head over to danaclass.com and check out the latest offerings for free, my favorite price. We're here on Facebook right now, doing our session in front of a live studio audience. So if you want to be a part of that, come on over and join us. If you go to danaupdate.com, you can get pinged when I go live, and you can be part of the engagement here. I would love to hear from you and find out what's going on in your business and in your life. And until then, I will be back in 90 seconds. See you in a minute.
Have you seen Dana's Top 5 Myths video yet? It's the video where she turns everything you've ever heard about building your own business on its head. If you've ever been told that you should get out of your comfort zone, or get a system, or the fortune is in the follow-up, then you have to hear this free video. To get this video for free, just go to danawild.com/free training or text 44222 with the word myth busting. That's all one word with no spaces. Again, online, that's danawild.com/free training, or from your phone, just text 44222 with the word myth busting, all together with no spaces. And we'll send you this controversial video right away. The best part about this video is that Dana tells you the easy steps you could be using to build your business instead of using these tired old myths. What if everything you've ever been told about building a business is wrong? It is. Go to danawild.com/free training today and find out why.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the show. This is Dana Wild, and we're talking about that getting stuck feeling that you get sometimes in your business. And we've all been there. In fact, I would find it hard to believe that anybody hasn't had this experience at some time or another. Because no matter where you get, no matter which level you hit, if you're open to identifying it, you'll identify like, okay, I've hit my next plateau. And what's the work? What's the job that I have to do? What's the action that I have to take to get myself past this stuckness or past this level to the next level? The action is not an action at all. It's thinking. It's thinking differently. So why is this the first stop? Why is it so important that when you recognize that you're getting a result that you don't want? And by the way, we talk about this in business with regards to growing faster, but this can be any result you're getting that you don't like. You're not playing a guitar as well as you'd like, or you're not getting a result in weight loss, or you're not getting a result in schooling or learning. Whatever it is, it's always the same. If you're not getting a result that you like, then it has to start with the way you think. Why? Because the way you think creates your emotions. So when you're feeling differently, you're bringing a different you to the table. The way you think creates the access you have to creativity and ideas. You make better decisions when you're thinking positively, when you're thinking with your best mind, when you're thinking in a good frame of mind. And so it comes to a point sometimes where you just want to think like, well, what choice do you have except to start thinking differently? You can sit and take all the action you want. You can run on that treadmill and you can do. She said do. Or you can just think differently. Find that space that feels good. Find that space that feels positive. Find that space that feels hopeful. So hard to go from, God dang it, I wish this business was growing faster, to being in a place of knowing where it's like, I know I'm going to be successful. That's a challenge. That's a big jump. It's too far on the emotional scale. But what you can do is you can get to hope. And so step one, when you're starting to feel in this place of stuckness or when you're starting to feel frustrated, is to start working those hope statements. Start saying things to yourself like, okay, I hope I figure this out. I hope something comes on my radar. I hope I start to feel better about this. I hope I start to have a shift. I hope I start to have movement emotionally in the right direction. Because if I can move emotionally in the right direction, then I know I'll start making better choices. And I hope something comes on my radar that's the solution for me. And I hope that I can grow myself and grow my mind. And I hope that I can feel more positive on a day-to-day basis. I hope I can quiet that white noise and open myself up to feeling good and positivity and love and light and all those things that we love. I hope that I'm open to the next sentence that's a hope sentence that comes on my radar. I hope that I'm feeling more hopeful. In fact, I'm starting to notice that I am feeling more hopeful. I like that word hope because I can feel the lightness of it. I like the idea of hoping that things shift because it's an easy access point to believing. I love the idea that hope is my access point to believing. I love that hope is my access to knowing. I love that hope is my access to joy and knowing and feeling good and positivity and appreciation and results. I know that when I feel more hopeful, I bring a better me forward. I like being a beacon of hope. I like thinking about hope. I like forward movement that hope gives me. And that's why I'm open to hope. And when you start to talk more and more and more about hope, and even for a few minutes, but don't be afraid to do it for a day. Like literally every time you get that fallback where you start to feel that background noise or that stuckness or whatever, you just start saying, I hope. I hope I find the solution for this. I hope I figure it out. I'm open to everything that's out there. I'm open to all results. What'll happen is slowly, and by slowly, I mean after multiple sentences. So slowly in brain training world could be less than a day. You start to actually move into belief. Because the natural progression of your brain is to start believing when you're saying all of those hopeful sentences. You won't be able to hold yourself back from belief. You'll start to say like, you know, I'm starting to feel better and I feel this starting to shift and I know I'm moving in the right direction and I feel like I am going to find my way and I know other people have figured this out and my result is out there. It's not like I'm going to be in this same place forever. I'm feeling better now and I'm open to different ideas and other people have had this shift and so why can't I? And of course I will. It's just a matter of finding the thing that's right for me and thinking the right thoughts and I can feel myself believing more and more all the time that this is going to happen for me, right? Then knowing and then joy. This is what it's about because when you are intentional in your thinking, Heather Russell over the break here, she said, no more lazy thinking and it's fun. I think I originally stole that phrase from Abraham Hicks, so I want to give some credit where credit is due, but it's so appropriate, right? No more lazy thinking. That it's really, this is not only the age where we're ushering in a whole new way of being, you are the people ushering it in. You're on the forefront of this. You're the ones that are the example for everybody else out there about the new world we're bringing in. We're setting the pace where people care about the car they drive, they care about the house they live in, they care about the charities they give to or the clothes they wear, all of these things. Who cuts their hair? Who cares for their kids? All of these things. Now it's time to start caring how we think. It's time to start putting emotion, thinking and emotion and happiness as number one. And you all are the examples. You all are the teachers who are ushering this in to everybody else. And so it's so fun to be doing this together. And how is the best way that we can usher this in? Starting with ourselves. Starting with ourselves and being willing to accept nothing less than an awesome life for ourselves. Being willing to accept nothing less than feeling good as much as possible for ourselves. And knowing that when we have those feel bad moments or we have those feel bad thoughts, that those are teaching points. Those are points for us to be able to go, hey, you know what? Here's another little arena where I get to play. Here's another little arena where I get to test my chops. Here's another little arena where I get to bring it up a notch. Because your brain will prove it to you. If you allow it to, if you feel good, if you say those good things, if you trust that things are working out for you, and if you trust that things are going to grow. I mean, that's where we started, right? I want my business to grow faster. Ah, why did you grow faster? Dang it. Well, you know what? It will, because here's the deal. Why wouldn't it? Of course it will. You can't continue to go out day after day with a joyful heart, taking your time, enjoying your clients, offering your free message to the world, sending out your vision, talking about what you're interested in. Your people will find you and it will start to snowball. So you can relax. You can relax and go, you know what? This is going to work. Of course it's going to work. Of course it's going to work because I am out here learning and growing and doing the small steps. I'm out here doing the thinking that's bringing my best me to the forefront. I'm out here getting better and better and better all the time. And so without a doubt, it's inevitable. You will have everything that you want, you will be successful. You keep on the move, and you keep spreading this message and spreading your message to the world. And we'll see you next time on The Mind Aware.
I don't know if this is the right analogy, but it's like, kind of like being drunk and like you got to get into your house. You know, like, okay, just walk up the walkway, you know, one foot in front of the other.
Holy frijoles, right?
Oh, they'll get my smile later. Later they'll think back. That crazy lady was smiling at me.
You're doing the dishes and he's playing the banjo.
We're talking fresh from your juicer.
Each day is a new life we can create.
And not looking at your smartphone or thinking about your next meeting, but just listening to people.
If you're aware that we own a monkey.
Because we're all about joy here at the Mind Aware, right?
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.